Good morning.
Good morning.
We are continuing to discuss the concept, the midah of kas. And if a person wants to work on a midah, if a person wants to improve, a person needs self-awareness. He needs self-awareness. He has to know where he's holding. He has to know, is he somebody that has a hard time with this concept? Is he somebody that easily has a hard time with this concept? Is he somebody that goes crazy overboard with this concept, with this midah? And then, of course, if you want to work on something, you can't just know, have self-awareness. You have to know, you have to need a technique. You need a way to correct that habit, that behavior. So I would like to, A, talk about the awareness, and B, talk about a suggestion of a technique. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which brings down that if a person gets angry, he can end up destroying things. And the Gemara mentions three different ways of a person destroying things when he gets upset. One of them is kari begadav, he rips his clothing. One is that he rips his clothing. A second is that he breaks utensils, he breaks kalim. And a third is one that throws away his money, gets rid of his own personal items. And I saw brought down in a sefer called Parshas Mordechai. It seems like it's an Achroin, the late 1700s. That explains there's three different levels of kas, of a person destroying something. One is destroying something that a person has. It's his own clothing, and he realizes, I don't need these clothing. So he rips them up. I don't need them. Another one, the next level, is the utensils. The utensils, he's not upset usually with the utensils. He's probably upset with something that in the utensil. He's upset with the food. He doesn't like the food that's in his soup bowl. So he breaks the bowl. He's not upset with the bowl. He doesn't like the soup. The soup burnt him. So he's upset with the soup. He's not upset with the bowl. And the third level is somebody that throws away money. The money's not even connected to anything he's upset with. It's an external factor. But the point that I want to bring out is that there's an awareness of how strong kas could bring a person to destroying things and how out of control a person could get. What's the eitzah? How does a person work on himself? So the Gemara says that if a person keeps on going through kas, a person is eventually going to loyalenu be'ovid avodah zara. What does that mean? He's going to start worshiping idols? And the answer is, if a person lets himself get out of control, so then ultimately there's no limits. How does a person work on himself? A person works on himself through anova, through a person acting humbly, by a person speaking quietly. And I'll just finish that we say it's tefillah at the end of Shemona Esrei every day, Elokai Nitzar, and inside there's Yehi Ratzon that sometimes people say, sometimes people don't say. But if you say it, or if you look at it, you'll notice that it says that a person davens to Hashem, that a person should not get upset, Shalei Echos, a person should not get upset, and that Hashem should not be upset with him. And it follows, the next line in that tefillah is that, Misatzileni Mi'etzahara, save me from the Yetzahara. Why? Because if a person goes out of control and casts, so then ultimately the Yetzahara is in charge of him. And then what's the next thing that the tefillah says? V'sein b'libi achnava anova. A person has to work on being humble. If a person works on being humble, it will take away his kas. If a person takes away his kas, he won't let his yetzer hara be out of control. Everyone should have a wonderful day.